Hi, thanks for listening to one of our Sunday talks from the Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. If this is your first time listening to one of our talks, we certainly hope you enjoy it. But if you're a regular listener to our podcast, we would like you to consider contributing to our center. It's easy to do. All you have to do is go on our website, and it's easy to find the button and make a contribution. That will allow us to continue bringing these talks to you on a regular basis in the future. Once again, thanks for listening.
John said my talk is New Year, New You, and I gave April, she's in the back, those that attend regularly know she facilitates all of us, and she decided when she was announcing that Julie was going to assist this morning, Soulful New You. So, Soulful New Julie. So, thank you very much. I actually went and looked up the word soulful, see what it meant. You know, I'm like, everybody thinks soul. I think Motown when I think soul. But soul is a little bit broader than that. And I looked it up. I'm going to share that. It's of or expression of deep feeling or emotion. And that's about everything. Classical music, country music could be soulful. Imagine that. I always thought it was just country. But speaking of music, yesterday was a movie day for me. And my grandchildren are getting me ready for next Christmas. So my daughter is here and she'll have to tell them. I told them I'm playing what they gave me for Christmas. One of the things they gave me. So Tom is going to make this play a little bit louder, but... Right? That's how they do it, right? Thank you, Tom. So one of the things that occurred going to the movies, Charlie Brown is going to have a new movie out next Christmas. So everybody get ready. I love Charlie Brown. So this happened Christmas Day, getting that gift. And going to the movies, you know, they fill you up with all these previews. And one was that particular thing. And I'm like, the first preview that I see at the first movie that I go to is playing my new favorite toy. That's God working in all kinds of subtle ways. So amazingly, there is a new movie coming out with Charlie Brown. Is Charlie Brown new or old? Everybody know Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown's kind of old, right? Charlie Brown's probably older than me. But he has not aged a bit. But there's a whole new Charlie Brown coming out. So it kind of fit in with the new year, new you, new things. And I wondered what three topics that just kind of resonate with me a lot that I could just freeform and not kind of stick to the script. Although I wrote one all week, I'd sit down at the computer and write a little bit. And then I'd get up and do something. Then I'd write a little bit. So the things that were prompting me to write a little bit, because I was watching a lot of the holiday movies that were coming up. You know, the magic of Christmas. Christmas is really magical. It can be. It's not that way for everyone. There's lots of holidays that are celebrated in that time. But it seems to be magical. All the lights and the trees and the people singing and the songs that put you in a mood, just like that song took us somewhere. All these songs do different things for us. So I'm looking at the fact that it's magic in the air and people are just full of wonder and possibilities. So I'm watching these movies. So I get a little bit more commercial time this time of year too, because I don't like regular television. I like watching movies. Put a movie in and you can skip commercials, I guess, if you've got TiVo, is that what it is? Or some device where you can skip it. I don't have that. I'm not that high tech. So I have to drudge through the commercials. So I think about commercials and branding our lives, right? Because we can have brands that we like, that we prefer. So some of the commercials were popping through. Have you seen that Fitbit commercial? Wow, Fit, We Fit, Papa Fit, Yay Fit, You Fit, I Fit, You Know, Oh. So all the fits, right? So I thought about the fact that what fits with us. But we got to know what our habits are. So the three things I knew I would talk about this morning that's easy for me to digest and express to you is, one, what our habits are. How is that going to change in the new year? We always make these resolutions about what's going to occur next year. But it's really about what our habits are. So new habits, new you. And then the next part that I'll talk about that make it a little more meat and a little more science of mind and a material that I may read to associate with it, but releasing baggage, letting things go. So we want to invite in the new, let go of the old, right? And the last thing that I like to start my day with and end my day with that increased a great deal when I did a workshop in 2011 on living the attitude of gratitude, increasing our gratitude. So what are our habits? Are we holding on to baggage? Do we need to release baggage? And are we staying in gratitude? So we're going to touch on those three points this morning as quickly as we possibly can. So in introducing you to the habits, I actually love that subject. I think we all have different subjects that appeal to us. I have a friend that's doing A Course in Miracles. She loves that. I've heard of Landmark. People love that. What drove me to love was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This is actually the teen book. It's autographed by Sean Covey, Stephen Covey's son. I actually thought a kid wrote this book, right? I went out to the convention in Utah, and I expected this kid to walk up to me, and this is a grown man, he's probably about my age, that wrote the book, but he was Stephen's son. So it was amazing to get to meet him. He had sold, I think, his 2 millionth copy by the time I met him, so it was awesome. So I'm going to read this to you, and I want you to think about this, because you're going to have a little bit of homework. Everybody had something in your hands this morning, along with our bulletin. It's a piece of paper, two pieces of paper, a cut in this size, and a pen. If you did not get one, let us know, because that's going to be coming up in a few minutes. But listen to this. I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half the things you do, you just as well turn over to me. I will be able to do them quickly and correctly. I am easily managed. You just must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly what you want, the way you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of great individuals and, alas, of all failures as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I am not a machine, though I worked with the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a human. You may run me for profit or run me to ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. What is that? Habit. That's exactly what a habit is. So if we like what's been happening in 2014 and 13 and 12 and 11, don't get me wrong. I like a lot of those things that was happening in those years, but there's some things that was happening in those years that I did not like, that I did not want to bring into the new year. So what I'm going to ask you to do, even before we get to the release baggage part, I want you to consider some of the habits that we have, how we see the world. May not be as the world is, right? You've heard of paradigms. We can think that the person in front of us was trying to cut in front of us in line, but there may have been somebody already holding that space in line for them. It's depending on how we see things, and we may not always see them accurately. So it's really up to us to kind of determine what's the best fit for us. So as we look at these new things, these possibilities, I want you to consider some things that might have been more resistant in your year, this year. I can automatically think of some things in my work life. My peer, who I've known for several years, who I thought was a pretty good guy, I had second thoughts about him being a pretty good guy this year. If we were video conference at times, I would probably not be working anymore. I would have been fired by some of the things that I was doing in the background. I was just livid with all the things that were going on. But then I had to remember to reach for the seven habits, that practice, the science of mind, treat, and use what I know to get me through my work environment. My environment was getting pretty hostile, I thought, even. I'm like, is this the same guy I started out with in 08? It seems to be very different now. So the thing that was coming up for me was resistance. I wasn't liking the changes. I didn't think that I was in meetings that I was supposed to be in. I thought I should be hearing. I thought I was missing out on what would make me be a better employee. What do you think? Was I missing out? Absolutely not. What is for us is for us. I have to remember those things. They're just not sayings. I had to breathe. I used breathing to calm myself down. And I'm like, what am I doing? And what I was doing was resistance. So the first word that would come to me if I had to write something down that I would want to let go of in 2014, resistance. Because I saw that once I let it go, the same person has now invited me into meetings that I should be in on. And I was headed to the Philippines on Thursday, but I've always thought about going to China, Hong Kong maybe, and guess where I'm going first? Hong Kong, China. So it's very interesting that when I let go of the resistance, even though I thought I needed to be at this meeting or that meeting or know this or get this memo or do that, if I got back and sat back and stopped resisting, the information I needed to know to do what I needed to do is going to get to me regardless. There is no way for it not to get to me. Whatever I am supposed to do to be successful, allow that. So what I did was, on the opposite side of that same card, I want you to write your word on that you want to let go of. I want you to pull that word out now. I want you to pull that piece of paper out now and write down, and those that might be listening, you can do this on your own as well, that you write this down. That one thing, and it might be a few things, and you can do this beyond this exercise can go beyond now. You got few more days before the new year comes in. I do what we call a burning bowl. We can't have that kind of ceremony in here in this environment. So this is what I came up with as an alternative. And you write down that one emotion that just stops you in your track, that causes you to be not in the place that you want to be in your happy place. Write it down. Once you write that down, and I'd like you two to do it too. You've got yours. Would you, Tom? You don't have one? Here you go, Tom. You don't have any emotions? Okay, put that down. All right. Now, on the back of that, what would be the opposite thing that you would do? I didn't want to get in a habit of being that way about that because I wasn't feeling too good about it. You know, if I had a cat, I might have kicked it, but I don't have any pets, and that wouldn't be nice. My cat would hate me. But, just your emotions take over. We don't want our emotions to take over. We want principle to take over. We want our humanness to be involved because it is a gauge. It is something that we should pay attention to, but we don't want to live in fear. We want to release that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I want you to put on the back of your card, based on what you've decided, what it was that might have been pensive for you, holding you back, causing anger. On the opposite side of that card, what would you do different? What would be your new thing to do in order not to let that side command you, control you, decide what it's going to be for you? Now, this is where the work comes in for you, because it's not always easy. If you've already done that, these two baskets at the front, I would like you to get up and put those cards in these baskets. Now, I saw the act of the next part, a release, that you are releasing this to the universe. You're allowing the universe to take hold of our vibration. That's the magic of it. I grew up as a Disney kid. You know, Walt Disney was just, I got the TV on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8 or whatever it was. Because, you know, maybe some of you don't know, when we were growing up, there were no remotes to the television, okay? We were the remotes. My father would say, get up, turn. And I got up and turned. On Sunday nights, I could have the television. I was a Disney kid, and I still am. But that's the magic in me that I want to still carry out through my life today. I think sometimes we lose the magic. That's why we love some of those stories that come on during this time of year. Can we carry it all throughout year? Well, I'm officially past 50, okay? So I get AARP in the mail and all kinds of stuff. Now, she says she's a Disney kid, but she gets AARP. She's talked about her grandchildren, but you know what? The spirit of a child never dies. There is something about what John said about our imagination that keeps us going. We lose our imagination somewhere along the way, and we decide to hold on to the negative things that happen to us. That's the baggage. Divorce, death, loss of job, all the perils in life. Now, back to Disney. You know how many stories that are out there where something happens to somebody very early in the movie? Very early in the movie. Frozen is my granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter's favorite movie. It has become mine. I am doing the sing-along. It's awesome. I'm loving it. But early in the movie, the young girl who haven't, if you haven't seen Frozen, there's two sisters that really love each other, play together happily. The sister has some power to make snow or ice. And they play, but she accidentally hurts her sister. So now she stops using her power, or tries to. But because fear is taking over, her power has changed. Instead of being this wonderful, magical power that seems to be heavenly, it seems to be a little more on the dark side. Even lose their parents somewhere along the way. But all the perils of life, these sisters at the end of the story come together, and the kingdom is unlike it's ever been before. But there was peril. There was things that happened. It was baggage that that older sister carried for a long time for hurting her sister. We have to let go of anything that somebody has done to us or we have done to them. There's something that I accidentally must have confiscated from my mom at some point, because I don't get this book, but it was in my stuff, The Daily Word, and it was for November and December. So this must have been on her desk, and I had all my stuff piled out. And I want to read what was scheduled for today, Sunday, December 28th, and I'm going to thank Mommy. I'm going to make sure she listens to this, because this is from her. Forgive. Resentment closes the heart like with a withered flower. Forgiveness is the water that nourishes it so it can blossom into a full expression once again. Forgiveness frees. It allows prosperity, health, and creativity and joy. I call upon spirit within to radiate and heal. I release grudges and unhealed relationships. As I forgive, I am encumbered by regret or resentment, free to be my true self. Forgiveness requires awareness, willingness, and letting go. I stay attuned to how honestly I feel and give myself the time needed to heal. When I'm ready, I let go. And all I wish for and more comes into my life as I forgive and I blossom. So it's not easy to forgive. One, we have to be aware of what we're forgiving about. It's not easy to put baggage down. It's tragedies happen, and people can get in a state of living in that space. And I think we have to feel it. I think we do have to feel it in the moment to heal. We can't just ignore it, because we might repeat the lesson, right? If we ignore it, here it comes again. Let me get this, because it's going to keep coming. You know, I can move anywhere on the planet, But whatever it is in me is going to be right there on the planet with me. So what do I do about it? Do I carry it into 2015? No, I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to make room for something new. You know how when you clean out your closets, don't some new stuff get to come in there? I like new stuff, but I like old stuff too. New shirt, old shoes. They work. It doesn't mean that we have to get rid of every single thing in our lives. Hold on to that which works. But let go of that which doesn't. Not easy. This is the commercial. The real deal is going to classes. I never raised my hand to be a practitioner, never raised my hand to be a minister, but I could not get enough of this information that was changing my life in ways that I could only imagine. You imagine something and it exists? Whew. I want more of that. How do I get more of that? How do I get more of that? How do I let go of feeling resentment? Give me that tool. How do I let go of, is my teammate out to get me? How do I let go of that? I don't want that. This teaching, put the baggage down. Let our lives be authentic. It's not easy to be authentic. And one of the things that helps us not to be consumed by fear, lack of any kind, right? Sometimes it doesn't seem like there's enough. It may appear that way. Frustration, just let it go. Just breathe in and out. Know that there's something greater. Kennedy Schultz is my grandfather, as I put it. He's my teacher. He started the Atlanta Church of Religious Science. I founded it in 1999 through a commercial, an ad on the radio of the jazz station that said, if you have a greater idea about God. Whew, that sounded pretty good to me. Now, every commercial doesn't work. You know, they got a whole lot of commercials out there. If I watch one commercial, I'd be going to buy a BMW. I love that BMW. They got the big red bow on it and all that. Maybe that might come. But what comes bigger is the spirit of life. The fact that my grandchildren can give me a little song they know I love. I'm like, how do you know I love Charlie Brown? Give me that. And the first thing I see in sitting in a movie is Charlie Brown. What is that? That's the magic of you and your unique vibration with that which matters to you. Charlie Brown may not matter the same with you, but you have your Charlie Brown. Whatever that is. Put it out there. Let the universe take hold of it. And the last of it is be in gratitude about every single thing, no matter what it is. It may not look like it's important. It may look like it's totally against you. I give thanks I wasn't in all those meetings with my peer at this point. It was things that occurred at the end of the year where he was actually faced upon a firing range, as he called it, and I was visiting Chicago for the first time in my life and fell in love with it. Imagine if I had been pulled into all those settings. I would have been pulled into the line of fire with him instead of being in the city that I had never been to, always wanted to go to, and fell in love with it. I was just chatting with Julie today. I said, if I could fall in love with a guy like that, I'd get married again. I'm like, hey, because it's all, you know, they say it's cold there in the winter. I did go a week ago. It was cold. I got a little gravel in my voice because it was cold. But it's bitter and sweet with everything. If there's more sweet, take a little bit of the bitter. It helps us. It makes us. It forms us to be who we are. If we're in gratitude about it all, we'll have more things to be grateful about, no matter what. So they almost cut me off. They didn't. Turn the music up. Hum a happy song. Invite goodness into your life. I told you about a workshop that I did, and I want to read something from that workshop that came from Einstein. Who would think that Einstein would be a person that gave gratitude? This man was brilliant. But he was one of the greatest scientists that viewed space, time, and gravity. He came from a very poor background, as some of you may know, but he achieved things against all odds. The one thing that he did which increased my gratitude every day, he said thank you 100 times each day. He thanked all the great scientists who preceded him for their contribution, which enabled him to learn and achieve the work that he created to become the greatest scientist who ever lived. It came from gratitude. Who would ever thought? I thought it was his mind. It was. But it was his mind and his heart together that created all the things that we know. I love time. Doing what matters most. Julie say we matter. Remember to do what matters most in each given day, even if it changes a little bit. It can change, but make sure it's what matters. That's how we live a regret-free life. Even if we have to change it, let it be what matters in that moment the most. And be thankful about it. Don't resent it. Being responsible and accountable, I've heard a lot more about, and have gratitude. You can be responsible. You can pay your bills and, you know, take care of your kids and show up for work on time and all that good stuff. But people resent those things. If you're accountable, you're in the now. You're in the moment. You're grateful about it. You don't resent being there. Which would you rather have? Yeah, I need to do this to make the money. Or I'm loving doing this. I would do this with no money because the universe is providing. I will have all I need. So I live in thanks and gratitude. So it's very important for us to attract that. Whatever we think about and think about, we bring about from The Secret. Anybody ever saw that? That was great. Foundational principles of this teaching. The last thing I will read to you, because I live in gratitude because of faith, because a lot of the things I talked about sounds good. Yeah, Angela, it really sounds good. But it's through faith, that which is not seen. Just because we haven't seen it yet, because it hasn't happened yet, doesn't mean it won't be so. In order to have faith, we must have a conviction that all is well. In order to keep faith, we must allow nothing to enter our thoughts which will weaken this conviction. Faith is built upon and up from belief, acceptance, and trust. Whenever anything enter our thoughts which destroys in any degree one of these attitudes, our faith can be weakened. So we don't want our faith weakened. We allow this commercial that we get on Sunday mornings to be our fuel to go out and buy that product which works for us. Be it the Science of Mind, be it the High Museum, be it the World of Coke. Whatever it is that is going to raise your faith base to something greater than you ever knew before in 2014, because 2015 is the new you. It's the new year. This is the truth in your life and in mine, and so it is. So let us breathe in and out and know this new truth, this new you. Breathing is the way we center ourselves, even if we don't have the words to know what to say. Get into that calmness, that happiness, that magical space. That's all God. God is all there is, all that has ever been, all that will ever, ever be. And the wonderful thing is we are one with that magnificent power. We are the power. The power of our thoughts, the power of our hearts, the power of our minds create our world. So everything that has happened in our life is beneficial to us. We don't have to be guilty about it or have regrets about it or wish it didn't happen. Don't do it again if this is something you don't like or prefer. have a greater idea about you will allow you to have a greater idea about someone else. But we start with ourselves first. So anything that we need to bring along in 2015, we'll bring. That we need to lay down and let go and leave alone, we'll do that too. This is our opportunity to bring newness in our lives, because every year is a new. This new year, the soulful new you, starts right here, right now. We allow ourselves to be in gratitude about every single thing. The music in you, the music in me, the music in the world we create. Whatever raises our vibrations, we tap into that more, and it'll allow us to discover more. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this year. It's been phenomenal with the ups and the downs, but we give thanks for this year that is about to come, that sends us to a new level of living. This is our time to let our light shine even brighter than it's ever shined before. Give thanks in all things, and the more you give thanks, the more I give thanks, the more we have to be thankful for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We release this to law, to God, to that which is greater than we are, that does it without fail, all the time, right on time. And we say together, and so it is. Thank you.